This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we are amped about our Falcons today, and rightfully so. It's weird how this game played out last night because I thought it would look differently than it did. And at the end of the game, I was just like, man, we kicked their ass. Like, that wasn't.
You play to win the game.
That wasn't even close. Physically, we out-physicaled them.
Right.
First half, we outplayed them. The score wasn't indicative of that in the first half. You look at the score and you're like, we're only up 3 points? Like, it didn't feel right. But at the end of the day, man, we get the dub, and Mike Dorless, Flo, Harrison, Rook. These are all the guys, by the way, that are the pressure leaders, okay? When you start talking about pressure leaders around the NFL, we have five guys that are in that mix. And these are guys that we don't talk about a whole lot. Ellis is in there too, Caden Ellis. But Dorless, man, has come on. And the crazy thing about this is a guy we talked about but didn't get a chance to see. And now, Mike, he's starting to pop. Like, I don't know what – I didn't expect him to have the kind of impact he's already having through 2 weeks of the season. Dorless is coming on.
Right. And this is a guy that, you know, we talked about not just this rookie class, but last year's rookie class. You know, it sucked for Braylon Trice because all of a sudden, you know, he gets an injury and next thing you know, it seems like life's passing him by. They draft a couple of guys who can play his position. But you look at it and you bring Divine Diablo. Joked around, I was texting with the guys last night. Diablo got the Dukes and Bell bounce last
night. He did.
And they talked about, see, that's the thing, a guy that not many Falcon fans were that familiar with from his time with the Raiders, but they were gushing. Collinsworth was gushing about him. And the ability he brings in, having that sort of, you know, safety, sort of defensive back ability at linebacker with his size element. But yeah, getting back to the rookies, the second year guys, the guys that were drafted a year before, and I've talked so much about how Rook has got to be a big part of it. Onyemata was busted in there like the Kool-Aid man. I mean, they really got after. So hats off to Ulbrich. Like I said, the only thing we'd be upset about is maybe being a little aggressive before the half when AJ went out with the injury. But other than that, it was great.
Yeah. We were talking about, and we'll hand out some game balls, no balls along the way. We will also go around the league. Obviously, the Joe Burrow injury is big news, but there were other huge stories that happened yesterday prior to our game taking place last night. 4th and 1 is on the way here in about 15 minutes. I was saying, you know, is there something you learned last night? And one thing you should have learned about this team. And every week, right, it should be something else that we learn about our team. 2 weeks in, your team should be doing something really well. And the thing is, Mike, we wanted to run the ball well against the Bucs. We didn't do that. We did that and accomplished it last night. But I got to tell you, like, I feel really good. The one thing I learned last night was like, okay, we can do this.
Right.
This is something that we were concerned about. I'm not. We're going to be able to run the ball, guys, without our best run-blocking guy on the offensive line. That's Caleb McGarry. He was our best road-grading offensive lineman, and they ran the ball behind him more percentage-wise than anybody else. Last night showed me, okay, we're going to be able to do this, and that is a plus for this offense because after week one, I was like, oh, hell, I'm not sure, Mike. We might be in trouble. Nah, we're going to be all right.
Dude, there's so many things to like. I just do to you. Dude. So many things to like about it last night. Really excited about, you know, the only, like I said, the only thing we're sort of quibbling over, it's just a weirdness that didn't pass the eye test at times with the offense. not running the ball. We just talked about running like blank through a goose through Minnesota. Just Penix Jr., and maybe this is a byproduct of Drake and Mooney not being 100% limited in practice. Mm-hmm. And the thing we already covered last segment was about Pitts and, you know, just making things easier in the passing game for Penix to get the ball out quicker, especially against aggressive defense like that. And also knowing that our line can't hold all that time, too.
Yeah, that you're right. No doubt, man. Look, the 1-for-5 in the red zone concerning, and the 5-for-29 yards penalties, because those are mostly offensive. That was early in the game when we couldn't get our stuff together. And we're delay of game. You're like, oh, crap, move the ball back. Those are the things that come back to bite you in a close game. Luckily, we separated ourselves, and they weren't doing anything offensively, but those plays set you back. We have to do a better job of those things as we progress along. Mm-hmm. More of your calls, by the way, at 404-726-0929. You guys can get in. Doesn't it feel good to win? I mean, this is what it's about, man. And Mike said it. He was on the road today. He's like, everybody's smiling. You know, you stop for gas. People nod. Good afternoon. It's nice. People are speaking because winning does that for you. And as I said, everybody in the state won. Now, if you're just tuning in and you're going, yeah, Dukes and Bell, what about UGA? We're going to talk about it. Trust us. We're going to get to it. Coach Key's going to join us because that was one of those program wins that you get every now and then, and it could be a changing situation as far as where this program is headed for Georgia Tech. But we're not ignoring it, guys. Falcons first and foremost on a Monday because of where this is with the NFL. But I got to tell you, I was thoroughly entertained, Mike, with the UGA game. It was one of the best football games I've seen in a long time.
But again, to see Gunnar Stockton, we spent so much time in this offseason. To Dog fans' credit, a lot of Dog fans said, yes, I believe in Gunnar. Gunnar can make those throws. To drop that dime on a fourth down, I mean, that's just something you don't see, guys. I mean, certainly it's just something you don't see every day. But in that moment, in that atmosphere, that was mind-blowing. And then you make the two-point conversion, and they call a great play. And when's the last time I've come to work on a Monday, and I'm not like, friggin' Bobo. I had nothing to say. I got nothing bad to say about Bobo. Thought it was great. You know, I thought, if anything, we said get the playmakers involved. They did. Tennessee Vols, that's a kicker that couldn't make his kick. That's a them problem. I've seen a lot of people saying, well, if he makes the kick, but he didn't. And that's the Vols' lot in life right now. Those people are beside themselves. I talked to a couple of Dog fans. Apparently, it was a blank show trying to get into parts of Neyland Stadium on Saturday.
What was going on?
Apparently, they redid some gates. Oh. So I saw a letter from Danny White, the athletic director, apologizing for folks who couldn't get in or whatever it was. Hey, that's a them problem. Yeah. Georgia handled their business. Clutch. So Tennessee, but as Carl said, it's not like it's all over for Tennessee. They go out and handle their business. All of a sudden, you've got like an overtime loss to Georgia. That's not a bad thing on your resume.
No.
Right, if you handle your business.
No, Georgia's going to be top five throughout the course of the season. And even if they lose, and by the way, I don't know if they're going to lose the Texas game now. Like, after what I saw this
they're
weekend.
Booing Arch Manning.
What I saw this weekend, I'm like, oh, crap. They got problems. Now, the team is still loaded, and they're going to show up in Athens. But this idea of like, oh, Texas is so much better than Georgia, not after Saturday, not after that. Overcoming the kind of adversity they overcame,
right?
It builds something special in teams. And like, I can't explain it to you guys. It's just one of those things that when you go through that, you now know we're going to be fine, and you trust the guy next to you, Mike. And so for Georgia, like, it meant so much more to win that game the way they did, because that's the kind of stuff that catapults you to a national championship. I'm just not saying they're going to win it, but those are the kind of games where you go, right, we're in a tough game, we know how to win this.
And we said it all last week. By the way, thanks everybody who showed up at Twin Peaks up there in East Ridge, Tennessee, up outside Chattanooga. Ran into a ton of Dog fans, and everybody was fired up. But Gunnar Stockton hitting that 28-yard touchdown to London Humphreys. Carl, dropping it over his shoulder.
Beautiful.
In the one place you can put it. I mean, that's – and I heard Kirby, will play some of the audio later, Kirby saying that Gunnar grew up. He grew up tonight. He met this afternoon, but Gunnar playing with poise. That's the big atmosphere. That was the question. Because I don't know a Dog fan who knew what to make of Georgia from those first 2 weeks.
Yeah, I agree. 404-726-0929. More Falcon phone calls. Stan and Noonan, you're up next.
Noonan.
What's going on, Stan? Hey, man.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Listen, I love both of you, Mike and Carl, man. I love y'all. You two like big brothers. But I don't know if anybody just caught this last night. Falcons defense is – They're better than what we've been seeing for the past few seasons. But when you stop one of the best wide receivers in Justin Jefferson and Aaron, the running back for Minnesota, that guy, if you don't stop him, he'll chew you up and spit you out. That defense last night, was one of the best defense we have seen in a long time, and that's what I like about the Falcons. They changed the defense around. Of course, the you know, that whoever that dude was with Bijan, hey, man, you can go on back to New Orleans or go on back to wherever you come from. Bijan is the man. Hey, Falcons, rise up.
Rise up.
Now they're saying McCarthy's ankle is jacked up, and it looks like they're going to have to go to the backup. So Carson Wentz. So we basically took McCarthy out of the game last night. All that juju. I know he had a lot on his plate. You know, he got his first win, had a baby, and then the Falcons kicked his ass. Tough. Last part of the week, not so good for him, but McCarthy gets knocked out of the game, and now they're saying Wentz will be starting.
He didn't want to touch it at the end. I'm telling you. I was talking with a guy last night, a coaching friend of mine. He's like, he's not even in the game right now. Maybe that's the reason why. Maybe he was injured. Either way, calm down on the J.J. McCarthy hype. Calm down. We handled him. I want to see what he looks like. My whole thing about this, Mike, going in there was, I think our guy's better. And our guy didn't throw a touchdown last night, but he managed the game. He didn't give it to him, and he did what they asked him to do, and the defense did the rest. Sometimes it's like that. Patrick Mahomes needs his defense guys to win games sometimes. Sometimes it's like that. 404-726-0929. Lou in Flowery Branch. How you feeling, Lou? Hey, man.
What's going on, guys?
What's going on?
Hey, man. So I don't know if you guys remember, you were down at Buffalo's in Fire Branch a few weeks ago, and me and my nephew came by and saw you, Knox.
Right.
He was a big Tennessee fan. Well, we put it on him Saturday. What a game, fellas. What a game. My adrenaline's still going. But to reach on the Falcons, man, that defense was so fun to watch. And watching Bijan just make defenders, on roller skates, I mean, we are blessed to watch that on Sundays, fellas. But love you guys. Love the show. Rise up, baby.
Rise up. Thanks, brother. Yeah, man, again, once we get the offense, I just hated to tweet it last night. I was like, man, because I was in my feels last night because I was waiting for that big comeback from Minnesota, which never came. And a lot of guys brought up to me, we're going round and round on Twitter, these are the games in years past we've lost games like this. We didn't lose it last night. We didn't let them back in. Now, we should have obviously squashed them in the first half and probably had left 14 points on the board. But that aside, look, man, that Drake London fumble, normally that turns into a touchdown for Minnesota. Didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
And that's so uncharacteristic for Drake. But as we said, give Minnesota credit. Knowing they had to make plays like that without having some of their best linebackers out there, they did.
They did. JP in College Park, you're up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's a Falcon Monday. Falcons win, guys, 22-6. Dominant performance last night. Defense was the story to me. Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I'm so happy about them now. The defense, they playing good. And I got a little mad with Drake London, though. I'm like, quit stepping on, man. You ain't no Derrick Henry, man. Just catch the ball and tuck it in. Well, I'm still proud of him, though. But my thing is this: we got the good talent on both sides of the ball. I like what I'm saying, but the OC need to get it together a little better down in that red zone, man. Because I'm still a little weary, though, man, but that's my take, man. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, man, right. Thank you so much. You know, when a brother says, this is my thing here. Not here. Here. This is my thing here. I hear you. Look, Drake is always going to try to get yak. He's always going to try to get yards after the catch. That's just who he is. And when he usually catches the ball, Mike, he's good for another 5 yards. Because the first guy's usually not going to tackle him.
Right.
I'm never going to fuss at my guy for trying to get extra yards and after making a catch. So sometimes those things happen. But Mike said it. The defense responded. That could have exploded. It didn't. Defense did their job. Man, we got you, Drake. No problem. Fumble. Boom. We shut them back down. We get the ball back. So that turnover was a turnover, but it wasn't as bad as it could have been.
Now, worst case, it's empty calories, as we like to say on the show. You didn't get any scoring from that. You couldn't get a field goal. So, I mean, if you're going for the drive there, it's a commanding lead at halftime. Look, you took a big crowd out, as we said. Yes, it was a little bit embarrassing that you didn't have a plan for maybe having, everything scripted or at least being able to signal in what you were going to work on that first couple of series. And then, as you said on Friday, just like in Knoxville, start kicking some ass and watch the crowd go nowhere.
Quiet.
And all of a sudden, exactly. The Vikings fans are like, man, we've had one, to your point, one decent quarter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of offense in the entire season.
They were waiting for McCarthy to do something special.
Couldn't deliver.
Couldn't get the ball to his playmakers. Couldn't get the ball to Justin Jefferson. And you know, the thing is, like, everybody just thinks, like, okay, well, just throw it up and Justin Jefferson's going to make a play. I think, Mike, and I haven't looked at the back half enough yet to see this, but the coverages we were playing, we had one over the top, one in front. He was trying to make a decision of whether he was going to squeeze the ball in there, and he didn't trust himself to do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.